everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
There's a lot of talk about made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Welcome back. Cash cattle trade today untested, with buyers and sellers essentially satisfied following Wednesday's big market. Corn futures generally 6 cents higher today, supported by late week short covering and planting uncertainty. And pressured by falling oil prices, the stock market was mixed today, with the Dow Jones off 19 points, NASDAQ up by 4. In live cattle, futures were clobbered today with triple-digit losses in the nearby, with spot June and August currently down the 300-point limit. Volatility begets volatility. In other words, while this kind of action takes our breath away, we're not really surprised, given the wild price swings seen through much of the spring. For the record, spot June is now trading close to $20 below top feedlot sales inked earlier this week. Beef cutouts are significantly higher today, up $1.16 to $2.19, with very light box movement. In feeder cattle, what goes up must come down. Feeders fell sharply today as they moved towards the final hour of trade. August through October slumped 450 points lower. The selling seems tied to profit-taking and big losses that surfaced in the deferred live cattle. And in grains, winter wheat markets were up a few cents late in the overnight trading following yesterday's big drop as traders await more information on losses from last weekend's snowstorm. And yesterday's bigger-than-expected yield estimate from the Kansas Crop Tour knocked wheat lower, but the bearish reactions were tempered today as many snow-covered fields were excluded from the average. Corn futures up 2 cents late in the overnight session today. Worries linger, though, about late planting and the replanting of washed-out fields. Meanwhile, soybeans were a little lower as the drier forecasts improved chances for planting in the Midwest, but July futures today within yesterday's narrow trading range. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.